O každých sněmovních volbách se pravidelně říká, že jsou přelomové.
We regularly hear about every parliamentary election that it is a turning point, the most important election in the history of our country. I will not claim anything like that. Yet in these elections, truly a great deal is at stake because of the worsening security situation in Europe and the world, and also because of the gradual loss of certainties that only recently seemed beyond question. We need a government that will continue to ensure the security of our country. Today, we have that security thanks to our firm anchoring in the European Union and NATO. We need a government that will protect our sovereignty within the community of democratic nations and will not leave us at the mercy of Russia and its efforts to restore a sphere of influence in Central and Eastern Europe. That would have a fundamental impact on our freedom, security and economic prosperity.
After the elections, it will be up to the president to appoint someone with forming the country's next government. As a rule, it is the leader of the winning party who gets the first chance to do so, and if they fail, someone else is tasked with a job. However, the constitution does not strictly specify that the first candidate approached should be the leader of the winning party or coalition. It is up to the president whom he chooses to negotiate with and whom he ultimately entrusts with forming the next government. In the past, some presidents have used the leeway that the Constitution provides to the hilt, but President Pavel assured Czechs that he would fully respect the election results. He thus emphasized the responsibility of voters in determining the country's future.
Budu se zasazovat o vznik vlády, která bude stabilní.
I will advocate the formation of a government that is stable and competent. I will appeal to the future Prime Minister not to allow security to be endangered. But the President is not and cannot be the last resort who will overturn the result of the election for one side or save it for the other. We live in a democracy, and the main say in the composition of the future government and the direction of our country belongs solely to you, the voters. You will decide.
Směřování naší země máte jedině vy, voliči. Vy rozhodujete.
Addressing those who might be as yet undecided who to vote for or whether to vote at all, President Pavel urged people to go to the polls, even if the choice of who to vote for might not be easy for them.
Někteří možná máte pocit, že není koho volit, protože vám na každé variantě.
Some of you may feel that there is no one to vote for, because every option has something or someone that bothers you. But the world isn't perfect, and we cannot expect a political party or politicians to fulfill all our expectations. They can only come as close as possible. And if you object to particular people high up on the ballot, use your preferential votes and circle those whom you would like to give a chance. If you do not vote, you will let others decide for you and about you.
A o vás budou rozhodovat druzí.
Finally, the head of state criticized the fact that although the elections have not even taken place yet, there are already false reports being spread on social media networks, claiming that the results will be manipulated. There is no reason to doubt the fairness of the election process, Pavel said, noting that it is conducted under the direct supervision of hundreds of thousands of citizens who sit on election commissions to which they were nominated by the contesting parties. The president concluded by thanking Czechs in advance for exercising their right to vote and doing something for our country, our democracy, our freedom and our security. Party leaders welcomed the president's words, describing the speech as impartial, balanced and unifying.